time, but our passion for service remains the same. So stop in or call either of our dealerships in Richmond or Sandusky, Michigan today. Ball Equipment, Eastern Michigan's outdoor power equipment superstore since 1944. Offer valid in U.S. subject to credit approval. Valid on new 2008 to 2014 models. Good through 10/31/14. See dealer for details. ATVs and RVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for ages 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and be sure to take a training course. Polaris ATVs and RVs are not intended for on-road use.
It's the 26th anniversary open house at Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe, Saturday, October 4th, running all day long. Super one-day-only specials on guns, crossbows, archery equipment, and accessories. Randy's Hunting Center will be roasting a hog. Stop in for free food and refreshments. Darton, 10 Point, and Wicked Ridge factory representatives will be on hand with the latest in archery equipment and crossbows you can demo on site. Your choice of a Darton Terminator or Serpent complete crossbow package, $499. Get gun case or range bag with every Smith & Wesson purchase. The Bodyguard 380 with 2.5-inch barrel, black melanite finish, and 6-round clip, only $299.95. Register to win a Ruger gift certificate. Ruger LC9 semi-automatic concealed carry, 9mm, $299.95. Ruger SR 1911 45 caliber ACP with 8-round clip and low glare stainless finish, only $619.95. Find many factory limited editions only available at Randy's Hunting Center. That's the 26th anniversary open house this Saturday at Randy's Hunting Center.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best deal at Randy's Hunting Center at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-GUNS, 989-269-GUNS.
Hey folks, RJ McGarrah here from Moore Motors in Caro. Moore Motors is the largest volume dealership in Huron, Tuscola, and Sanilac counties for both Ram and Ford pickup trucks. Come in today to take advantage of our great truck deals like this. Lease a 2014 Ram 1500 Express, Motor Trend Magazine's Truck of the Year, 2 years running for only $299 a month with $998 due at signing. If you want to save more on your truck and get more for your trade, come to Moore Motors in Caro and see RJ McGarrah today.
While sitting at your favorite high school or college game, how would you like to have remote access to your house, such as being able to turn up the heat, turn on the lights, unlock doors, snapshot video, and more, all remotely from your smartphone or any internet-connected device? Introducing LinkLight from Agra Valley Services, an affordable home monitoring and automation solution starting at just $19.95 a month. Stop into Agra Valley Services in downtown Pigeon, call 1-888-282-4932 or go to avci.net/LinkLife.
Welcome back to Claude Marsh Field. You've got Kirk Damrow along with Chad Knobloch, and we've got a real good game going on here, Chad, as the Bad Axe Hatchets on top of the Reese Rockets, 14-0. Don't let the score drive you away just yet. It was anybody's game here. The second quarter, they tore it up and down the field.
We have. It's been some good football. I'll tell you, to be honest, at the beginning, I wasn't sure just how close it was going to be, because Bad Axe looked like they were in complete command of everything.
It looked like a long night, yep.
But Reese has really shown up. Their defense has gotten comfortable and figured a few things out, and I'm sure that with halftime and the ability to make even more adjustments, I think we're going to be in for a real good second half of football.
Well, we've seen Bad Axe Hatchets. It's the first time I've had a chance to see them this year. They go out of a no-huddle offense. And I think that caught Reese. I'm sure they knew that was coming, but, you know, it's tough to get used to. And that first couple of minutes of the first quarter, Hatchets were just dominating the Reese Rockets on that. It looked like a long night. But out of that no-huddle offense, Reese is getting set up, and they're ready for it. We've seen some great defensive play. One guy in particular, well, two guys for Reese Rockets, coming from the defensive backfield. There are also a couple of the offensive stars. Number 5, the quarterback, Jacob Gulster, and number 20, Tito Salinas. And these two guys, Chad, you've seen it tonight, they have been making behind the line of scrimmage tackles all the way from the deep back on the defense.
Yeah, they're just covering so much ground defensively that it makes me wonder a little bit how they're going to hold up this second half, because they're out there for just about every play of this game, and they're not just out there standing around. They're out there covering a lot of ground.
These kids have got to be in great shape. We're seeing the same thing with the Bad Axe Hatchets. You know, number 18, Tommy Morneau, has just been putting on a show tonight. If he's not throwing the ball, he's shown that he's got, definitely out of the two teams on the field tonight, the passing game is definitely a lot stronger with the Bad Axe Hatchets. But we might see Gulster get a few off tonight yet.
Yeah, you know, he's thrown a couple pretty good balls. We saw the one drop that was right in the end zone, and he's he's been doing a pretty good job out there as well. It just hasn't been real good throwing conditions out there tonight.
And the rain has finally stopped. If you were looking out the window tonight from the broadcast booth here at WLAW, you'd say, what a beautiful night for football. But about 10 minutes ago, it poured for 2 minutes, and it's just been cloudburst after cloudburst. But at least we got a little break as they announced their homecoming king and homecoming queen for tonight. So the Bad Axe Hatchet marching bands on the field. You know, we wanted to also recognize, Chad, we talked about this earlier. A lot of the teams don't have cheerleaders anymore. We've got some cheerleaders here. We've got Candace Barnes, Brooke Dipsinski, Paige Kofsky, Stephanie Beckler, China Deming, Taylor Tefteller, Savannah Ritter, Amy Carl, Jenna Nye, Sasha Schuss, and Krista Friday with their coaches Denise Schenk and Sonia Flemings.
And it looks like cheerleading is going to be here to stay, because those young ladies are doing a real good job getting some of those younger girls out there and involved.
Yes.
And it's really good to see out here on the sideline, because I tell you, you go to a football game, the cheering, the cheerleaders, that's just kind of part of the whole environment.
It's nice to see it when most schools don't have it. North Huron, they have cheerleaders over there. They get the team and everybody fired up on the sideline. And we've had a lot of kids down here tonight that have been participating here at the Bad Axe Homecoming. So we still have some decent weather. It's been on and off, but you know what? Great night for football. Also here on the Bad Axe side, we talked a little bit about the Reese Rockets. Again, Gallster, Tito Salinas, just to name a few. They've had some really good action. Number 44, of course, Mitch Bender and all these guys that are just tearing it up for Reese Rockets in the second quarter. We've also got Matt McVay, Joe Amon, Tommy Morto, getting a pitch out to Mitch Dorr, number 17, and some really tough gang tackling. And the pursuit by the Bad Axe Hatchet defense that we've seen tonight, the team really looks fantastic.
They do. It's almost impossible to call any one person's number out there defensively,
right,
because every play there's just a swarm of Hatchets there doing their job and getting done what they need to do.
And what it reminds me of is when we watched the first eight-man football game, when we did that with Deckerville. We saw the same thing from Deckerville's defense, just absolutely swarm. And we're not trying to miss saying anybody's names, but man, there's five or six Bad Axe Hatchets on every single tackle. So for even the Reese Rockets to get the yardage they are, both teams have been marching it up and down the field, so anything can happen here in this second quarter. The wind's even dying down a little bit as we have the Bad Axe Hatchets marching band. You'll hear them on the field here in the background.
Playing some James Bond out there for us tonight.
If you're just joining us, it's Cruise 102.1 FM, WLEW Sports. We got about 12 minutes to go here in our halftime program at Bad Axe, Michigan, Claude Marsh Field. The score is 14-0. Bad Axe on top of the Reese Rockets. And we're getting some updates. Now, I don't have anything too current, but we're going to get you any updates as we have them. But the last ones that we have, Vassar was on top of Cass City in the first quarter, 7-6. Peck over Kingston, 14-0 in the first quarter. Ubley on top of Memphis, 14-0. North Branch, 35 on top of Carroll, 35-0 in the second quarter. So they're probably all at about the halfway mark, just like we are here at Claude Marsh Field.
And just keeping tabs, it looks like Stapleton and Adams so far are right on with all their picks, according to the scores we've got so far. So we'll see how those guys continue to do throughout the night.
I still want to stress, I might want, you know, we want to go on the air tomorrow after Michigan and Rutgers. I'm just, for Paul Adams to not go with Michigan, I'm almost looking forward to getting this game over so we can both get back on Facebook.
That is truly picking with your head and not your heart.
Yeah. Well, he's got to do what's right. And we've got a big game coming up also on Sunday with the Detroit Lions and the Buffalo Bills. Hey, on Sunday, I will be over with motocross at MPX and Sebring, our last motocross race for the year. So, Chad, if you want to come over, see a lot of local kids run motocross. We usually get about 300 to 500 riders over there. And I want to give a shout out to a couple of our young riders. We got two riders here over the last year that have gone pro, Marshall Welton and Eric Montrell. Eric Montrell out of Gagetown and Marshall Welton over by Ubley. Both of these guys were just on TV and on ESPN. Eric Montrell running in one of the biggest programs.